And it is now 3 minutes past 9 o'clock. My name is Robert Barclay, the Duke of Juke, spinning blues and soul for you tonight on the Juke Joint Broadcast. This is about the time of the show when I give you my email address. Email is the best way to reach me. If you have any comments on the show, I'd love to hear from you. I know you're out there. Please confirm it. Or as Cousin Rich in Burton says, sometimes I raise my hand like roll call to let you know. Sometimes I raise both arms in support of the blues here on Sunday night. So I appreciate that. I also heard from Gary up in the Old Mission Peninsula near Traverse City, listening online. And I also heard from John, who wishes he could attend the Chicago Blues Fest this year, but had some issues that he had to deal with instead. So there will be another one next year. I can pretty much guarantee it. This is the 36th annual Chicago Blues Fest that I'm featuring tonight, the lineup for it. Well, here's my email address, robert.barclay, B-A-R-C-L-A-Y, at cmich.edu. That's robert.barclay at cmich.edu. And thanks so much for taking the time. I do appreciate that. I also heard from Dave, who is listening no longer from San Benito, Texas, down on the Rio Grande. He is at home in Strathroy, Ontario, and I suspect it's a little warmer than it was a few weeks or a month or so ago in Strathroy. So thanks for dropping me a line and letting me know you are listening. And let's turn to another band that will be appearing at the 36th Annual Chicago Blues Fest. This is the Cashbox Kings. Actually, before I do this, I'm going to state something here that might not be totally obvious to you. You know that I cover a century's worth of blues going back to 1920 onward, and shoot, it's almost 2020 now. We're a third of the way through 2019. Next year, it'll be a century's worth of blues that I spin for you on Sunday nights. So, a lot of the musicians that I spin on the show have been gone for decades. Everybody that I'm spinning tonight is alive and well and will be appearing at the Chicago Blues Fest. That's a little unusual in that I play a lot of recordings from the 1940s, 50s, and 60s where the musicians have since passed on. So let's debut the new CD from the Cashbox Kings. Now, this features singer Oscar Wilson and harp player and singer Joe Nosek. And this is a humorous little piece. And Oscar, who is apparently from Chicago, is telling Joe, you ain't from Chicago.
Hey, Joe, man, I'm hungry. Let's go get something to eat.
Sounds good, man. Let's get some Italian beef.
Okay, cool, man.
Hey, I know the best beef place in Chicago. You ever been to Johnny's?
Johnny's? Never heard of it. Where's Johnny?
Oh, it's over by Harlem and North Avenue.
Harlem and North Avenue? Joe, that ain't Chicago. That's Elmwood Park.
Well, I mean, it's practically in Chicago.
Joe, you don't know what you're talking about. You ain't from Chicago, no how. There is something that you should know.
Joe ain't from Chicago.
About a guy by the name of Joe.
Joe ain't from Chicago.
Well, listen to this little ditty.
Joe, you ain't from Chicago.
About he ain't from the Windy City.
Joe, you ain't from Chicago.
For me to lie.
Joe, you ain't from Chicago.
I can play the blues and I'll tell you why.
Joe, you ain't from Chicago.
My daddy took me down to Maxwell Street.
Joe, you ain't from Chicago.
I heard Smokey Smothers and it sounded so sweet.
Joe, you ain't from Chicago. Whoa. Joe, you ain't from Chicago.
One thing else I want you to know. Play the grand prize game on the Bozo Show.
Joe, you ain't from Chicago.
When I was a kid, I'd go to Sox Park.
Joe, you ain't from Chicago.
I even rode the dog. Checkerboard.
Chicago.
I saw a pretty guy and I was floored. Lefty Diz taught me my first chord. I heard Junior Wells, I'm all into roar.
From Chicago after all.
Nah, I'm from the suburbs. Baby, what wrong have I done? Tell me, baby, what wrong have I done? Your cussing and fighting got me on the run. Gotta back off, get out of my face. Give me some space. Your mustard bowl. Your acting's getting old. Gotta back off, baby, so I can get along with you. Tell me, baby, why you angry now? Tell me, baby, why you angry now? Can't make you happy, no way, no way, no how. You gotta back off, get out of my face.
Back off.
Give me some space.
Back off.
You're most too bold.
Back off.
Your act is getting old. You gotta back off, baby, so I can get along with you. Sound like a megaphone. You're howling so loud, sound like a megaphone. If you can't be nice, baby, leave me alone. You gotta back off, get out of my face. Give me some space. Much too bold. Your act is getting old. You gotta back off, baby, so I can get along with you.
Tell you what, the Cashbox Kings are great fun to see in person, and their music works real well on CD as well, as you just heard. Their new CD is titled Hail to the Kings. That's the Cashbox Kings, Joe Nosek on vocals and harp, and Oscar Wilson on vocals as well. And we opened up with a fun little tune, Joe, You Ain't From Chicago, and we concluded with a tune titled Back Off. Well, I just heard a few minutes ago from one of my listeners from Hawaii who lives in Hualalua, Hawaii, on the main island, but he's in Michigan right now, listening to the Juke Joint broadcast in his car as he heads south on I-75. His name is Dan, and he's been listening for decades, and I do appreciate that. I also heard from Ken over in Belding, who's got a great sense of humor. He says he turned 66 and two-thirds today, so that means a half a lifetime ago, he was celebrating 33 and a third. Get it? He says, I might be a little bit warped, but I'm still groovy. Ken and Belding, thank you for your sense of humor and sharing those comments. I do appreciate that. And I heard from Joe in Vernon, and he enjoyed Betty Levette, who we heard from earlier in the broadcast. Let me tell you something else about the Chicago Blues Fest. It is the 36th annual. It is the world's largest free blues festival. And it used to be a little further south in Grant Park. Now it's in Millennium Park, and the main stage at night is at the Pritzker Pavilion. It's right next to what that big, I don't know if it's chrome, but it's shiny like a mirror, the big bean, they call it. It's like a giant coffee bean, except it's like a mirror. All the tourists are over there, and it's great fun. I've done photos there as well. That is right next to where the Chicago Blues Fest is now at Millennium Park. And that means there are real restrooms, not porta-johns. Further south, most of the restrooms were porta-johns. You know, you got to go, you got to go. But I'll tell you what, real restrooms to me, this showing my age, I prefer a real restroom where I can wash my hands. And that's a big deal to a whole lot of people. There's also more food opportunities, restaurants, and that sort of thing in that part of the park. So that is great fun, too. And heck, it's a free festival, so you're not spending money on that. So anyway, just wanted you to know about it. I have attended this. I missed the first and second ones back in 1984 and 85 until my good friend David Ginsburg, retired reference librarian from CMU's Park Library, said, I just got back from the Chicago Blues Fest. It was great. I said, not even familiar with it. Well, this is back in 1985 when I launched the Juke Joint broadcast. He says, oh, man, you got to check it out. It's free. And I've been going ever since 1986. Well, let's turn to, I think this is the first time that Dave Alvin, formerly of the Blasters, with his brother Phil in the Blasters, Dave Alvin has been working with a group called the Guilty Women. Well, he has teamed up with a Lubbock singer-songwriter named Jimmy Dale Gilmore, who is from a band called the Flatlanders. And last year, Dave Alvin and Jimmy Dale Gilmore recorded a CD they titled Downey to Lubbock. Lubbock is where Jimmy Dale Gilmore is from, and Downey is a suburb of Los Angeles just north of Long Beach. It's over Long Beach, Lakewood, in that general area, blue-collar suburb of Los Angeles. And so they titled this one Downey to Lubbock. It's on the Yep Rock label, and they will be appearing at the Chicago Blues Fest. Let's turn to their version of a song that the Memphis Jug Band used to do back in about 1930. This is their version of Stealin', Stealin'.
Same old me sometimes. You don't believe I love you. Look what a fool I've been. You don't believe I'm sick and look what a hole I'm in.
I got a new way of spelling Memphis, Tennessee.
And that was Jimmy Dale Gilmore on the vocals, Dave Alvin on the lead guitar. And that was a tune titled Buddy Brown's Blues. And we opened up with Dave Alvin and Jimmy Dale Gilmore doing Stealin'. They will be at the 36th Annual Chicago Blues Festival in early June. Well, I just heard from a first-time listener to the Juke Joint broadcast. He says we met at the Bird in downtown Mount Pleasant a while back, met very briefly, and his name is Paul. He says he's listening to the Juke Joint for the very first time. He's hanging out in his garage, enjoying the weather, a cold beverage, throwing the Frisbee to the dog, and listening to the Juke Joint. He says, great tunes, keep up the good work. I appreciate that, Paul. Nice to hear from you. And I heard from George in Rochester. He said his wife is making him do some chores, but he's got the Juke Joint on in the house and taking care of things, and he's been enjoying especially the most recent shows. So thank you, George. Good to hear from you. Well, I'm going to turn to a man named James Johnson. He goes by the name Super Chicken. He appeared at Blissfest several years ago, and Councilman Joe up in Gaylord says, oh man, Robert, Super Chicken is enough reason to go to the Chicago Blues Fest just to see him. So let's turn to something for Joe, Councilman Joe, from James Super Chicken Johnson. And he, the last time he appeared at the Chicago Blues Fest, he had an all-women band. I think keyboards, guitar, bass, and drums. And Super Chicken plays homemade guitars that he made out of either cigar boxes or he made them out of gasoline cans, you know, like a little 2-gallon gas can or a 4-gallon gas can, something like that. Very unusual, but man, he's got a great sound. Here he is. Shoot That Thing.
Hey, Javier.
Yeah.
I'm finna cook me up a soup. Hey, Dion.
Yeah.
I'm talking to you too.
Yeah.
I want me 3 slabs of fat back bass. 130 in the pot, baby, and whoop it, little taste. Shoot that thing,
shoot it
down to the bone.
Jack and make love to Jill. Last night, the night before, Jack's old lady was knocking at my door. Somebody shoot that thing.
Somebody shoot that thing.
Shoot it all night long. Humpty Dumpty was sitting on the wall. Oh, Humpty Dumpty had a heck of a fall. Y'all call the king, come do your stuff. Said, 'cause I've fallen and it won't come up. But took that thing.
Somebody shoot that thing.
And shoot it all night long. Somebody shoot that thing.
Somebody shoot that thing.
Shoot it down to the bone. Old Mother Hubbard went to the cupboard to get her dog a bone. Oh, when she stooped over, a Rover drove her, 'cause Rover had a bone of his own. Shoot that thing.
Somebody shoot that thing.
Shoot it all night long. Somebody shoot that thing.
Somebody shoot that thing.
Shoot it down to the bone. Was sitting on a bucket, she wouldn't give it to me. I pushed her over and I tuck it. Little Jack Horner was sitting in the corner, a beating his meat just like he wanna. Shoot that thing.
Somebody shoot that thing.
Shoot it all night long. Somebody shoot that thing.
Somebody shoot that thing.
Shoot it down to the bone. To go. Shoot that thing.
Somebody shoot that thing.
Shoot it all night long. Somebody shoot that thing.
Somebody shoot that thing.
Shoot it down to the bone. Old MacDonald had a farm. Time to pay taxes, he didn't pay none. The IRS came walking through the door. Old MacDonald said, E-I-O. Somebody shoot that thing.
Somebody shoot that thing.
Shoot it down to the bone. Thank you.
Yes, somebody shoot that thing. That was James Super Chicken Johnson, and that was the title track from his Rooster Blues release. And Super Chicken will be at the Chicago Blues Fest with his homemade guitars in early June. 7th, 8th, and 9th, that's Friday, Saturday, and Sunday of June, the 36th annual Chicago Blues Fest, the world's largest free blues festival. I just heard from Richard, who said he's cruising around listening to the Juke Joint on his pickup truck radio out near Alpena, and I appreciate him taking the time to drop me a line, letting me know we're listening. And I also heard from Hitch, who dropped me a line last week and said he was listening in Albuquerque, New Mexico. He lives in New Mexico, by the way, and listens online. Now he's at the Duke City Drive-In, where he spent the weekend just like Buddy Brown. He says, I got up, ate my breakfast, and I laid back down. Thanks to Hitch for dropping me a line and sending me a cool photo of the Duke City Drive-In. Anyway, let's see. What have I got next? I am featuring the lineup for the 36th annual Chicago Blues Festival tonight. Well, now we're going to turn to an artist appearing at the Chicago Blues Fest who has also appeared at least twice at the Wheatland Festival. I've also seen her in Chicago at the Blues Fest. I've also seen her at the Waterfront Blues Fest out in Portland, Oregon. Her name is Ruthie Foster. She is a Texan. She is a wonderful singer and songwriter. And she could play acoustic, she could play blues, she could play jazz, she could play soul music, gospel music, and she mixes it all up. Well, here she is reviving a song that Mississippi John Hurt did decades ago. And this is Ruthie Foster's version from her 2017 release called Joy Comes Back. She'll be at the Blues Fest. Here she is on the Richland Woman Blues.
Red lipstick and a bright paparazzi.
That was singer-songwriter Ruthie Foster from her 2017 CD titled Joy Comes Back. And she'll be at the Chicago Blues Festival in June. That was a tune co-written by Ivory Joe Hunter and Stevie Wonder. And it was a song titled Lovin' You Is Sweeter Than Ever. Prior to that, we heard her doing Mississippi John Hurt's Richland Woman Blues. Well, I just heard from two of my travelingest Juke Joint listeners, Jeremy and Risa, who have been down in Patagonia. They've been in various parts of Argentina and Bolivia. Now they are catching the show on the air, loud and clear, from Punta del Diablo on the Atlantic coast of Uruguay, South America. So thanks to Jeremy and Risa for letting us know where they are catching the show. Well, I'm going to turn to another artist that will be at the Chicago Blues Fest, Charlie Musselwhite. I told Charlie when I interviewed him about 3 years ago at the Wheatland Festival that I bought his first album when I was in high school in suburban Los Angeles back in 1967. I said, Charlie, I've been following you for 50 years. He looked at me and he said, aren't you getting tired? And he laughed. He had a twinkle in his eye when he said that. Cracked me up. He is now 75. He must have 15 or 20 releases out. This is from his 2012 release, recorded at the Shack Up Inn in Clarksdale, Mississippi, on Highway 49. They have a section of the Shack Up Inn, which is a series of rooms you can rent that were originally sharecropper shacks. Now, they have been fixed up. They are air-conditioned in those hot, hot, hot Mississippi summers, and they are heated as well in the cooler months. The Shack Up Inn. Peggy and I stayed there one night and had great fun back in 2004. Well, here's Charlie Musselwhite and his band in 2012 on a tune he wrote, and he's blowing harp and singing blues, Why Do You Worry Me?
Why do you stay so long? You came to me yesterday. You stayed the whole night long. I wouldn't listen to my people, my friends, or nobody else. I wouldn't listen to my people, my friends, or nobody else. I had to make mistakes in life. I had to learn it all for myself. Thank you. Now I ride from town to town. Don't the highway look lonesome when the sun is sinking down? She makes a bit moan and cry. She's a river and mama, they all want to get baptized. She's a river and mama, they all want to get baptized. Me too. Yes, indeed.
Yes, indeed. That was 75-year-old Charlie Musselwhite, still got the chops and delivering the goods. He is providing the musical soundtrack for Jeremy listening online while he's washing the dishes in his apartment while traveling in Punta del Diablo on the Atlantic coast of Uruguay. And he says, man, I'm loving this Charlie Musselwhite. Good to know. And that was from Charlie Musselwhite's 2012 CD, Juke Joint Chapel. And that was a tune titled River Hip Mama. Anyway, when I come back after the station ID and some other messages, we're going to return to some more music by the artists that will be appearing at the 36th Annual Chicago Blues Festival coming up June 7th, 8th, and 9th in the city of Chicago. So you be sure to stay near the radio.